I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear a case in April greatly affecting religious freedom and First Amendment rights. At issue are the discrimination policies at public universities. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Alec Hill says should the case go against them,
basically the religious groups would be kicked off campus. It seems to me to run right in the face of what America stands for as a marketplace of ideas.
But they remain optimistic.
We are very hopeful about the outcome of this decision. We have every reason to believe the Supreme Court will make the right decision, and that actually will then create a bulwark against the erosion.
Meanwhile, longstanding conflict between Sudan and Chad has left many dead or injured. Many can no longer walk, and a life of begging seems their only option. But as one Pioneer's missionary has distributed wheelchairs in Chad, hope has been revived.
I remember one young man, he was missing his leg after his village had been bombed by the Janjaweed, and he was unable to go to school. And then he sits in this chair, and immediately, it's like you've changed his future.
Though moving chairs across the desert is difficult, the payoff is worth it, as it's opened doors to share the gospel with the war-torn people of eastern Chad. And Mission Aviation Fellowship had already been serving in Haiti for almost 25 years when the 7.0 earthquake hit. The ministry was able to respond quickly with disaster relief. MAF has been working closely with disaster relief group Operation Blessing to distribute food, medical supplies, and other aid. The U.S. government has entrusted MAF with even more aid to distribute. Pray that the Lord would use MAF to reach thousands with the help and hope of Jesus Christ. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.